Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, November 1st. Happy Saturday. Don't forget, tomorrow is Time Change Sunday, and so go ahead and set your clocks back this evening. Also, I would appreciate it if you would say a prayer for May and me as we set out to go to a cousin's wedding today in South Carolina. My cousin Savannah is getting married. And so blessings on you, Savannah and Landon. In Isaiah chapter 48, this is the Lord's call to Israel. I'm going to read verses 12 and 13 and then skip down to verse 17 and read through verse 22. It begins with a reminder of who God is in comparison with the idols who were created. God says, no, I am He. In other words, I am self-existent. I am the first and I am the last. And then down in verse 17, we are reminded that our Lord is teacher and leader. And in verse 18, we are reminded that following the commandments is the way to blessing. Starting in verse 12, "Listen to me, O Jacob and Israel, whom I called. I am He. I am the first and I am the last. My hand laid the foundation of the earth and my right hand spread out the heavens. When I call to them, they stand forth together." Verse 17. "Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way you should go. Oh, that you had paid attention to my commandments. Then your peace would have been like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Your offspring would have been like the sand, and your descendants like its grains. Their name would never be cut off or destroyed from before me. Get out from Babylon, free from Chaldea. Declare this with a shout of joy. Proclaim it. Send it out to the end of the earth. Say, the Lord has redeemed his servant Jacob. They did not thirst when he led them through the deserts. He made water flow for them from the rock. He split the rock and the water gushed out. There is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked." Our second passage is Acts chapter 21, verses 1 to 6, and this is retracing the steps of Paul as he is headed back to Jerusalem. I've had fun looking on my map and following along. Today he'll go from Kos to Rhodes to Patara. Then they're going to go on the bottom side of Cyprus, but not stop there, and get all the way to Phoenicia, I think it is, yes. And there they encounter the believers, and this is the story. "And when we had parted from them and set sail, we came by the straight course to Kos, and the next day to Rhodes, and from there to Patara. And having found a ship crossing to Phoenicia, we went aboard and set sail. When we had come in sight of Cyprus, leaving it on the left, we sailed to Syria and landed at Tyre, for there the ship was to unload its cargo. And having sought out the disciples, we stayed there for 7 days. And through the Spirit, they were telling Paul not to go on to Jerusalem. When our days there were ended, we departed and went on our journey. And they all, with wives and children, accompanied us until we were outside the city. And kneeling down on the beach, we prayed and said farewell to one another. Then we went on board the ship, and they returned home." As I read this passage, I contemplated verse 4, where the people who were in Tyre by the Spirit urged Paul not to go to Jerusalem. And I remembered that the Spirit had encouraged Paul to go to Jerusalem in chapter 20, verse 22. It says this, "And now compelled by the Spirit, I'm going to Jerusalem." So what is going on here? This is what my Bible commentary says. the Spirit's message to these disciples not to go to Jerusalem appears to contradict the Spirit's message to Paul compelling him to go. The likely answer is that the Spirit reveals to them, as he does to Agabus, that we're going to read about tomorrow, what will happen to Paul in Jerusalem, and on their own initiative, they urge Paul not to go. So they're warned in their spirit that Paul is going to be hurt or chained in Jerusalem. And so obviously they don't want that for him. And so they say, don't go, don't go. But Paul knows that he is called to Jerusalem and his sight is set to go there. Let's finish up our passages today with Psalm 111, verses 7 and 8. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together, as I contemplate Paul going to Jerusalem knowing that he will suffer. I think about Hebrews chapter 12, verse 3. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. I want to leave us today encouraged by my friend Jane Howe. She wrote a devotional this week that encouraged us to linger in God's presence before we start the day. Now, you may be listening to this in the afternoon or evening, but the encouragement stands. Take a moment to acknowledge the Lord's presence with you. Lord, we know that you are ever present and you are our help in times of need. Linger in that thought of God's presence, reining in your impulses to immediately plunge into the next activity. Rest in God's presence, knowing that that is essential preparation for success. Be reminded that God is our teacher. He is the Lord who teaches you to profit. Be mindful of God as your leader. He is the one who leads you in the way you should go. Oh, Father, as verse 18 of Isaiah 48 reminds us, help us to pay attention to your commandments, that your peace would be like a river and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.